Hello?
Yes.
Hi, is there Diane?
Yes.
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not filling anything, and we are conducting an opinion survey. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm going to certainly vote.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I will be voting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your age?
Why?
Just for the survey.
That's not necessary.
Okay, not a problem. Don't worry. Now, what racial or ethnic group best describe you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American?
What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
I mean, it's okay if you don't want to answer. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10? Extremely 10. Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as a president?
I approve.
We can say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Donald Trump as former president?
I don't know about him.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as senator?
I don't even know who she is.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
I don't know who they are either.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, or you're unfamiliar with them, just let me know or just tell me that. Derek Marine?
Unfamiliar.
Joe Biden?
Familiar.
Do you think that you approve him like very favorable, somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Democrats in Congress?
What's the question?
The same. Do you think that they are, do you approve them very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. First Energy, the company.
What was the question?
Oh, do you know First Energy, the company, electricity company?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy.
Marcy, thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or will you say there's no chance you will consider voting for him?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years, actually, and she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda for Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, or somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference at all?
I probably wouldn't vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Now, we have some statements, and I'm going to go over on them. Just let me know if you think that it's not true, you don't know, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the billion bailing out of First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof, and as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption, do you think that's true? You don't know? More likely, no difference, and so what, less likely?
Most likely true.
More likely true. Thank you. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Merrin vote no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to do the job to get worker compensation, Merrin even voted no on that. Do you think that's true? More likely, no difference, somewhat, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Now, in the state, Derek Merrin showed extravagant upgrades on his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing that we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Do you think that's true? You don't know? More likely, no difference, and somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I think it's true.
Thank you. In the state, Derek Merrin support anti-union law that drive down wage for workers. Actually, as mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who vote to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Do you think that's true? You don't know, more likely, no difference, and somewhat less likely?
Most likely true.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We have just a couple of more questions, and we are done. I really appreciate your help. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. You think that's not true, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely?
It's most likely true.
Thank you. Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. And Merrin bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Do you think that's true? More likely, no difference, or someone less likely?
That's most likely, I'm sure.
Thank you. Based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or will you still vote for him?
I wouldn't vote for him.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
I don't even know who he is.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate degree, graduate school or advanced degree?
Got a master.
I'm sorry, which one?
I have a master's.
Oh,
in engineering.
Okay, thank you. I'm putting here. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Conservative.
I'm sorry? Independent?
I'm a conservative.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important. Not too important? Not at all important?
Say that again.
Oh, how important is politics to your personal identity?
Very personal.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
You're putting it another way, right?
Or you'll know. You can answer no if you want.
I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you. Okay, actually, that was the last question of the survey. I really appreciate your help and your collaboration.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Have a nice day. Goodbye.
You too, bye.